The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. So much to get into, Mike. NBA playoffs are upon us. The Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals. Same deal in the National League playoff hockey as the Golden Knights go down. The Vegas Golden Knights go down in Game 1 to the Winnipeg Jets. And then you had the Washington Capitals taking the Lightning in their Game 1. So going to be some good stuff throughout the playoffs in both the NBA and the NHL. And then obviously the boys this summer, we have the Players' Championship going on. Tiger had a nice round, but just way too far behind the field when you think about it. Mike, welcome in, brother. How are you, man?
Hey, man. Hour two is, if it was anything like hour one, it's going to go really quick. So we got to get in what we got to get in, brother.
Absolutely, man. There's so much to get in, and I want to break down the NBA playoffs big time. We'll talk about those Houston Rockets. Do they have a legitimate shot to beat the Golden State Warriors? And the same thing holds for your Boston Celtics. So a lot to get into, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
To facilitate some of the offense. Defense! Defense! Cleveland won the season series against Toronto with a record of 2-1. LeBron James, explosive.
Brown. Oh, the spin. And the finish.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. And it is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And obviously, that clip, you know, you hear LeBron. That means we're going to obviously get back into talking some NBA basketball. And, you know, it's a rematch. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a rematch. Cavs playing the Celtics to see who goes to the NBA Finals. Last year, the Cavs were able to get by the Boston Celtics. This year, you know, I think there's only like 9 guys, if I'm not mistaken, returning for both of these teams, which is pretty rare, to be honest with you, Mike. You know, a lot of turnover for the Cavaliers. And ultimately, I just thought about this as we're talking about it, or at least as I'm talking about it, a guy that's not playing in this year for either one of those teams, who was on both of those teams, Isaiah Thomas. Last year, he's on Boston. Earlier this year, he's on the Cleveland Cavaliers. No Kyrie Irving. Obviously, that trade happened, and Kyrie Irving isn't playing right now. As we all know, he went out early April, and they weren't going to have his services throughout the playoffs. But just a lot of interesting stuff when you think about the dynamics of the NBA and how everything works. You know, Isaiah Thomas could have been on those Cleveland Cavaliers if things worked out, and he could have been going up against his old team, the Boston Celtics, but at the end of the day, he's not on either one of those teams, Mike.
Yeah, no, he's not, and, you know, he was kind of a journeyman anyways before he came to Boston, and what Stevens did with him, I mean, Stevens got him into the MVP conversation, but now he's a Laker being traded from Cleveland. I mean, he's kind of turned into what he kind of was. He was just offense off the bench, and now he's even more of a journeyman now. But, you know, what we haven't talked about is what's happening out west. I mean, this is a matchup that I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing, you know, because Houston was a great, great team during the regular season. I believe they won 65 or 66 games, something like that. And this team in Houston was constructed, I mean, according to their owner and GM, to go after and beat Golden State with the cadre of talent that they have there in Golden State. So there's a lot of interesting storylines as well with the Rockets, with the Warriors. You know, how are you going to defend KD? How is CP3 going to handle being in his first Western Conference final? All those kind of things. So, you know what? We're in the Final Four of the NBA, and I'm all jacked up for it.
You know, you bring up an interesting point, because the truth of the matter is even though the Houston Rockets designed this team so that they could go out there and compete with the Golden State Warriors, they're very different types of offenses that they run. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors is like a hot potato. The ball almost never touches the ground. You don't see a lot of guys dribbling the ball with them. It's usually
very
a pass
yep.
and a move, and they cut, or you know, they set a screen for somebody, and they move without the ball. Whereas the Houston Rockets have a lot of ISO ball, man. You know, you're going to see Chris Paul playing with the ball a lot and having guys moving around, but not a lot of passing. And then you're going to have James Harden doing what he does with the basketball a lot. And again, it's more of an ISO type offense versus what the Golden State Warriors throw at you, which is, you know, they're going to beat you by a committee of guys that can shoot the ball. And it's not that a committee of guys can't shoot for Houston. They can, because they got Gordon. They've got other guys, Ariza, that can hit the three-pointer for them. They've got Capella down low. Obviously, I've talked about Harden and CP already, but Nene, I think he'll have to play a pretty big role in this series too. And I think it's one of those deals where all of the Houston Rockets, Mike, they've got to play exceptionally well, whereas the Golden State Warriors, they can have a guy that has a bad night, and they have other guys that can still pick them up. And, you know, when you look at who holds the load of the scoring for the Houston Rockets, it's usually James Harden or Chris Paul or the combination of those two guys. So if one of those guys goes bad, I really think that the Houston Rockets are going to have a tough time. And I'm just going to throw it out there right away. I think the Warriors win this series in six games. That's my humble opinion.
No, and I would tend to agree. This is six or seven games, and you're right with Harden and CP3 garnering most of the attention on the offensive end and having to produce on the offensive end. They're going to need big games out of Gordon. They're going to need big games out of Ariza. And you know, here's the one thing that Golden State just has over anybody that they come up against in the playoffs, and it's playoff experience and finals experience and winning titles. And you and I both know that kind of experience, knowing how to get it done, knowing how to get it done in crunch time, is a huge thing to learn at any level, especially professional level. And they, and Golden State has it in spades. I mean, it's just sickening the amount of experience that they got. So Houston, yeah, I mean, I would tend to agree that they're going to have to play, and the supporting cast is going to have to play out of their mind a little bit, or above their pay grade just a touch to take this series away from Golden State.
Hey, with that being said, Mike, let me ask you this. And by the way, you are hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Your thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hey, with what you just said about a lot of things that you said, Steve Kerr did come out, and he mentioned that we have guys with rings and we have the experience. He kind of let that be known. Does that add pressure to his team, or does that take a little bit of the pressure off of his team, do you think?
See, I think it takes it off, because, or it doesn't really affect him anyways, because the team knows that. You know, the team knows, and like Draymond said
But Mike, why would he have to say that then? Do you know what I'm saying? Why would he make that statement if he doesn't fear the Rockets to a little bit of a degree?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe just to remind everybody, hey, we're the champs. We're the champs of the last couple of 2 out of 3 years, and just a general reminder that we're still here. I don't think it was any real slight towards the Rockets, but I think a lot of people are jumping on the Rocket bandwagon, and he's just sitting there going, hey, we're over here. And we're wearing the jewelry. So, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, that a player will say, a coach will say from time to time. I don't take it as any big deal, really.
Well, and if you look at a couple of years ago, you know, when they obviously went down to the Cavaliers, they were heavily favored. They're up 3-1 in that series, and, you know, they blow it, but ultimately, I think, you know, you learn from a lot of your mistakes, and,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
they had the season where they had the most victories, but, you know, this season, it was more of like, I think, somewhere around a 58-win season. So ultimately, I think if you can win the prize, if you can win it all at the end and not have the best record, you know, and not be the team that's the number one seed coming out of the Western Conference, I do think that is significant. I think it means something. And I think that what they did was is they turned their focus away from the regular season and they put their focus on the postseason. And I think that that is the type of experience that you're seeing from a team like the Golden State Warriors, or even for that matter, Mike, to be honest with you, the Cleveland Cavaliers, because they did not have a spectacular season. And like we said, you know, went through a lot of changes. You had six guys moved. You bring back four guys in that big trade. But, you know, these are two teams that are battle-tested, and they're showing you that you don't have to have the best record during the regular season. It's all about the postseason, Mike Wilson. Isn't that right?
It is all about the banners and the rings in the postseason. I absolutely agree, buddy.
All right, we got to take another quick pause for the cause. I do hear the music, so we'll continue talking about sports on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Harden with that jab step, and you know what's coming, the three-point shot, and it's good.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike. So I got a quick question to ask you about that Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warrior matchup. You know, Mike D'Antoni, you and I have seen him, obviously, with the Phoenix Suns, and his style and his brand of basketball is a lot of fun, and it's exciting, and it produces a lot of regular season victories, but as we've seen in the past, doesn't really get by too well in the postseason and struggles in the playoffs, because at the end of the day, you need to be able to score in a half-court offense, and when things slow down, his teams a lot of times struggle at that. But do you think that he has figured things out a little bit? And do you think with guys like James Harden, who also, by the way, has found times in his career in the postseason where he's vanished, you know, and been somewhat MIA at times, a guy that has shown up all the time is Chris Paul, to be honest with you. And I think that he's got ice in his veins. But do you think some of those demons continue to haunt Mike D'Antoni and James Harden in this series?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's something that doesn't go away, that's always in their thoughts. But, you know, in the heat of battle, that's certainly not there. But to me, you know, that's a good question, Dorf, because D'Antoni has his skeletons in his closet here back here in Phoenix in terms of, like you're saying, lots of points, not a lot of defense, and not really adjusting to the style of NBA playoff basketball when he needed to, when he was out here. And we'll see if he's figured things out. I'm not sure that he's figured things out so much, because he's been known to be a very stubborn guy. Like, I got my system, this is my system, and this is the way we're going to play 24/7. Harden, you would hope that he has figured things out, because exactly like you said, he's gone MIA. He's gone, you know, AWOL in key situations in past playoff performances. So I think, you know, on a stage like this, we have to let it play out a little bit. And the only way that we're going to see if they've got rid of those demons is through, you know, the adjustments that D'Antoni makes and what he does in the course of a game. And if, you know, if Harden, you know, doesn't, you know, it doesn't turn the ball over and make some critical shots. I mean, that's what a MVP playoff type person or MVP guy is supposed to do. I mean, that's what you and I are accustomed to, is seeing big players play in big moments and make big plays at those big moments. So we just have to let it play out. But I'm hoping that they do, because it'll just add to the competitiveness and the intrigue in the Warriors and Rockets playoff series.
Yeah, and I mean, you know as well as I do, I mean, James Harden's had a fantastic season. Let's not take anything away from him. But ultimately, the MVP is LeBron James. Any year that guy's playing, he is the MVP, and it's they can't give him the award every single year. We know this, but the truth is
like
if you look at the numbers flat out, I mean, you know, before the trade, the numbers were a little bit lower than after the trade was made. The numbers went up a little bit, and now in the playoffs, you know, it's jumped up to like 34 points a game, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. I mean, the guy is just absolutely flat out, hands down, the best player on the universe by far. But that's not to take anything away from the season that James Harden and the Houston Rockets have had, and he is definitely deserving of the honor. But ultimately, I think we all know, in the back of our minds, that any year LeBron James is playing, he is an MVP-like candidate, and he probably should win it, but they do have to spread that award around a little bit. So it is what it is, and we're at where we're at. But let me ask you this. Steve Kerr, do you think he's a good coach? I mean, where would you put him? Or, I mean, are you still kind of like me where I say, you know what, the Golden State Warriors are Mark Jackson's work that he put together, and now the final product that you've been seeing for the past 3 or 4 years obviously is now Steve Kerr, but the blueprints are still Mark Jackson. And what do you think about Steve Kerr as far as a head coach?
Well, I mean, it's going to be the same argument that, you know, everybody looks at Kerr and goes, okay, well, you know, Phil Jackson had Shaq and Kobe and Michael and Scottie. You know, Popovich has had his, you know, his run of studs. You know, Pat Riley had his, Casey Jones had his back in the day in Boston. Daly had his, Stallions up there in Detroit. So, you know, all these teams throughout history have had a stable of coaches that, you know, a lot of people would say, well, I could coach that team. You just roll the ball out. You don't exactly just roll the ball out. You still have to manage egos. You got to manage, you know, a lot of things, a lot of mental things with these guys. But, you know, at the same time, I am with you to a point where this is, you know, Mark Jackson's blueprint that he started in Golden State. And I wasn't a fan of his getting fired. I was like, why does this guy get fired? This doesn't seem like the norm. But, you know, I think, you know, if you would ask the common fan, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, he's a great coach. I mean, look, he's won 2 rings in 3 years and all that. And then you ask, you know, a person like you or me, I'm like, he has a boatload of talent that he can pick from. You know, I mean, you got Steph Curry, in the crew. So it's hard to say just how great he is. I would be interested to see if, you know, you flip Stevens and Kerr on their teams and see, you know, how well Kerr does with what Boston has to work with right now, with no Hayward, no Kyrie, and see if he comes out smelling as good as Stevens is smelling right now.
Yeah, Stevens smells like a rose, man. At the end of the day, he smells like a rose. The guy's a great, fantastic coach. Which, by the way, he didn't get one vote for Coach of the Year, which is an absolute slap in the guy's face. Yeah, what the heck is that all about when you think about it? What the heck is that all about? Is that just sour grapes from all the rest of the coaches throughout the league or what?
You know, I just think, you know, watching this guy all year and watching him since he has come to Boston, you know, the job that he's done, he's won more games every single year. And the team has gotten better. The team has bought in. I think, you know, I heard this, and I might buy into this a little bit, that it is simply he was taken from the college ranks and put in a position to one of the preeminent sports franchises in the country, and he didn't pay his dues. Like, he didn't come up through, you know, some minor league. He wasn't an assistant for years, and then handed the reins to Boston. He went from Butler University to the Boston Celtics, and some people were like, it's probably a little jealousy, you know, which at the end of the day, I mean, when we all think of the Coach of the Year award, yeah, I mean, I'm not sitting there going, woo, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing who gets this. It's kind of a meaningless kind of an award, but especially since it's voted on by the coaches themselves. Like, which coach in the NBA doesn't think Brad Stevens deserved a vote in this? That part of it just, you know, yeah, exactly. I mean, you just think of the Raptors coach, you know, would you rather be Brad Stevens right now or Dwayne Casey? One has the Coach of the Year, the other one's in the Eastern Conference Finals. So, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. I don't think Stevens is losing sleep over this at all, though.
No, and Dwayne Casey, by the way, obviously 59 victories for the Toronto Raptors, the most in their history. The guy wins the award and then gets fired by the team. So you have a great point. Would you rather be Brad Stevens, who's playing in the Eastern Conference Finals, or would you rather be Dwayne Casey, who has the award and he's out of a job? So excellent point. But I just think that was bizarre, too, because it's interesting. You know, I said to a buddy of mine, I'm talking to him the other day about the Toronto Raptors and how they got swept by the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I said, you know, it's a crime, like, how this guy isn't being fired or let go, and then boom, it happens 2 days later, the guy gets fired, and it's after he wins the Coach of the Year award, which, by the way, you know, throughout the league, his peers, you know, thought that was somewhat ridiculous, but I think the biggest thing that was ridiculous is the fact that Quinn Snyder or Brad Stevens did not win the Coach of the Year award. Sorry, man, but that's my humble opinion, Mike.
No, and I absolutely agree with you. And when we come back from break, man, I got a question about the 76ers for you.
All right, cool. Very good, man. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into still here on the program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
The seventh pick in the first round. A lot of times, guys, have a nice drop off, but that's going to be a tough shot.
Oh, and JaVale made it anyway.
See, you work hard at one end, things start coming together for you.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
The U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018ussenioropen.com.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Driven deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! Halfway up the left field bleachers. A long home run for Stanton. 5-1 Yanks.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And man, oh man, Stanton, the Judge, the Yankees. They seem to have woken up quite a bit, and it's good to see because, obviously, Mike, we have a relationship with Brett Boone, and his brother, Aaron Boone, is the skipper there with the New York Yankees. So it's always good to see friends of the program and just friends in general having some success, man.
No, it is. And knowing myself and knowing you like I do, we root for success in our friends. We root for success in our family members. So, yeah, it's always good to see good things happen to good people.
Yeah, and just real quick, let's stay in baseball. And we're just going to kind of go around the world of sports, if you don't mind, in the last segment.
That's fine.
We'll get a little golf in there because obviously the players happening today over the weekend. It's been interesting to see Webb Simpson just absolutely dominating the field at 19 under par going into the fourth round. And the closest guy is 12 under, and then you have Dustin Johnson at 10 under. So and Tiger lurking behind that as well, but he did have a fantastic round in round three, same with Jordan Spieth, but we'll get into that in a moment. But baseball-wise, my friend, I know you're a Cubs fan. I'm a Brewers fan. We're going to be kind of watching that division very closely throughout the whole year, but has anything caught your eye with Major League Baseball this season? There's one thing that's caught my eye, and I'll let you know in just a moment, but what's something that's caught your eye, or what's has you going with Major League Baseball? What's got you excited?
Well, a couple of things, and they both to the American League, or not the American League West, the National League West. It's our home on Arizona Diamondbacks getting out in front of the pack. Even though in the last 10, they're 3-7, they lost their first series to the Nationals, but they've been playing some pretty good baseball. And we didn't exactly expect this out of the Diamondbacks before season started and through spring training. The other thing is the Dodgers. What the hell happened to or has happened to the Dodgers? 16-23, they're 8 games back. They got in, you know, we talked with our professor of sports, John Poulter, at the beginning of the show, and he's a little mystified as well as to what's going on. And do they need to make a change? Do they need to go get Machado from Baltimore to kind of mix things up a little bit? But the struggles of the Dodgers and the success the Diamondbacks have had has certainly been the two things that have caught my eye.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, look, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We do want your thoughts. We do want your opinions. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And look, those are some really good points that Mike brought up, by the way. And, you know, I think that the Dodgers' struggles have a lot to do with Justin not being in that lineup right now for them, Justin Turner, and he will be back. No, you're right. But I'm saying, with him not being in that lineup to a certain degree, you know, put pressure on other guys. And you know what? The other guy who's going to be out all year, Seager's out all year now. So, you know, the Machado thing does make a little bit more sense when you think about it. But, you know, I think that they will go on one of those runs, Mike, when you think about the Dodgers and what they did, that stretch of 51 games last year. I think they were 44-7 or something like that throughout that stretch. And they have that type of power. They have that type of capability to do it. It's just a matter of when. And, you know, at a certain point, too, with that being said, you are what your record is, and we're 25% through the season, and they're 8 games out of first place, and I think 7 games under 500 or something like that. So ultimately, they're definitely struggling, and at a certain point, you have to say, look, the struggle is real, and we need to figure out how to fix this.
No, absolutely. But, and here's another thing. I'm just going to throw it out there. You know, you got Kershaw, who's hurt. But he's also coming up on like a player option. Is he going to pick to stay in LA the next couple years, or is he going to go and test the market and kind of risk his Dodger legacy, so to speak? So, you know, not only with him being hurt and the team struggling, they have this down the line with Kershaw, whether he opts in or opts out and tests the market. So there's a lot of things that are going to dictate what the Dodgers are going to be like here in the near future.
No, I agree 100%. And a couple things have caught my eye is the long ball. It doesn't seem like it's flying out of the park as much as it did last season, where we had record-breaking numbers. And then on the other end of it, the pitching. I think what has there been one no hitter so far throughout the season right now? Right? Is that, am I correct?
Yeah, I think you are correct. Yes.
So I think that those are interesting numbers to watch, you know, and obviously they're on the opposite side. You know, you're talking about pitching, you're talking about hitting. So I just think it's interesting because last year it seemed like the ball was flying out of the park at a remarkable pace. This year it doesn't seem to be flying out as much. I think the question will come, hey, is the ball not as juiced as it was last year? What's going on? And sooner or later we'll be having that discussion as well. Hey, speaking of discussions, let's move on because, like I said, I kind of want to just jump around with a few different things here with you. And, you know, the Players' Championship is going on, and like we said, a lot of people are hoping and they're always praying and wishing that Tiger Woods would find himself on the leaderboard and in the hunt on a Sunday. And ultimately, you know, round one, I think he was even. Round two, he gets to one under. And then round three, he does have a nice mark, and he shoots a 65. He and Jordan Spieth both shoot a 65. I believe that was 7 under, getting him to 8 under for the tournament. But, you know, I guess my question is it bad that Tiger Woods is not in the hunt on Sundays, or is it really bad? I mean, do we need him? I suppose that's a question. Does golf need Tiger Woods to be in the mix on Sundays, Mike?
Well, if you are a CBS, ABC, NBC executive, you absolutely want Tiger Woods in the mix on a Sunday because, let's face it, he brings eyes to the TV. He's appointment television. I still think he is, no matter how long it's been since he's won and won a major. I still think Tiger means a whole heck of a lot to the game of golf. And, you know, there is plenty of young talent. Let's not put these younger guys like they suck or anything. I mean, you got your Jordan Spieth, you got your Dustin Johnsons, and, you know, Webb Simpson is just tearing it up this week. So I think golf only benefits if Tiger is relevant, and he's trying his darnest to make himself relevant after such a long absence and back surgeries. And we all know what the stuff with his personal life. So I think Tiger needs to be in the mix on Sunday to bring eyes to the golfing world.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely brings eyes to it, and I think he brings intrigue, and obviously people are pulling for him. And I think that in general, when people struggle in life and they have to battle through adversity, we want to see those people succeed. I think for a while, you know, we were liking watching the train wreck that was Tiger Woods, to be honest with you. I think that was somewhat intriguing for a while for people. And you're like, wow, this guy was so great. And look at what happens to somebody who was this great. He can even screw up in life. But now it's to the point where we want to see Tiger succeed again. We want to see Tiger back on the leaderboard on a Sunday, in a major tournament, in tournaments in general. And it's unfortunate that it's very difficult, Mike, to put together four rounds of golf. And, you know, when you get out of the gates a little bit slowly, like Tiger did, it puts you in a pickle, man, because at the end of the day, Webb Simpson has been steady all throughout the whole tournament and just compiled rounds of just great numbers in each round. So my point is that, you know, Tiger back in the day, it seemed like there was no lead that was insurmountable for him on a Sunday. However, you know, when you're 12, 14 shots back, you're obviously out of the mix on a Sunday. So what do guys have to play for knowing that they're not going to be anywhere near that leaderboard or anywhere near winning the tournament? I guess that's a good question, too. What kind of motivation do they have, Mike, on a Sunday?
Well, being professional golfers, you know, or just being a professional athlete, you should have just that inherent competitive streak to you to play your best, to finish as high on the leaderboard as you possibly can. There's the money aspect. I mean, the higher you finish, the bigger the check, you know, you get. But I think the just that inherent competitiveness, which got them to be a professional golfer, you know, and the pride aspect to it. You know, you don't want to disappoint yourself. You don't want to disappoint any of the fans out there that have paid good money to come watch you play. You know, so I think they play for pride. I think they play, you know, obviously for the money aspect, and they play to win. Even if you're out of it, you want to play better than the partner that you're playing with that day. Sure. So, you know, I think that's a big part of it to me.
Hey, let me ask you this, one more thing, or maybe a couple more things before we take another break, and we'll be back to wrap things up. Obviously, earlier in the week, Matt Patricia, the allegations of some bad conduct by him from something about 22 years ago. I guess my question here is, Mike, is when are the slime balls going to get out of the woodwork and try to nail people about something that happened in their life 22 years ago, which, by the way, he was never charged with anything. So I guess what's the point of bringing something up that happened 22 years ago?
You know, that's a good question. We live in a world now where you just want to bring up negative thing after negative thing after negative thing to try and make somebody look as bad as possible. I don't see why somebody would bring this up, especially, like you said, 22 years after the fact that he wasn't even charged with it. I understand the charge was serious, but he wasn't charged. The cops didn't. There was no more investigation. The charges were dropped, all those things. Let it be. Just let the dog lie there. I mean, he's not guilty. He wasn't even charged, like we've been saying. It serves no purpose except that maybe he was with the Patriots and this person wanted to make the Patriots look horrible for not doing their due diligence back in the day. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I would have to absolutely 100% agree, man. It's like they just want to try to, you know, point things out about somebody's life that ultimately the guy was innocent back then. He's innocent today. And truth be told, it happened 22 years ago. So you just got to live in today. I don't understand why people try to bring things back, skeletons or things that happened in people's past, when everybody can change. At the end of the day, everybody can change. And ultimately, you know, Matt Patricia had himself in a bad position probably. So ultimately, you have to surround yourself around people that you don't put yourself in a bad position. Anyways, I do hear the music. That means we've got to take one more pause for the cause today. We'll come back and wrap things up like we always do. We'll have our parting shots. You can always get us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. We'll be back, like I said, with final thoughts. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Runner goes, pitch hit high, hit deep to left. Jay is back, track, wall, this ball is... It is gone! It's a game-winning walk-off two-run home run to left. Yan Gomes has done it. The Indians in the bottom of the ninth inning walk it off on a towering blast to left by Yan Gomes.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, people. Welcome back in for the final time today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. You can always get at us on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Mike, as always, my friend, it's parting shot time, and you are up.
Yes, parting shot would be this. We always talk about athletes and, you know, they skip out on school and, you know, they're just there to play sports. Well, you know what? George Hill, the Cleveland Cavaliers, has proved that wrong yesterday. He took a day off from final preparations in the Eastern Conference Finals. He went and got his college degree from Indiana University, Purdue University in Indianapolis, where he went to school. He got a liberal arts degree and he finished it off because it was something that he wanted to do and it was for his parents. And I just got to give big ups to a guy that goes back to school and gets something that nobody can take away from you, and that's a college degree.
No, I agree. It's awesome stuff. IUPUI, I believe, is the initials of that place. And obviously, yep. George Hill, very deserving. Yeah, and just a deserving guy, obviously, of getting that. And like you said, nobody can take that away from him. But my parting shot is this, man. It literally is a parting shot. I'm on my way out of Dodge, man. I can't wait to get the heck out of here and clear my mind. And then you and I will get back into the sports world, obviously, next week when we reap the airwaves from 8 in the morning till 10 a.m. Pacific time, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, my friend, you're going to be doing the overnight tonight for Sports Overnight America. Am I correct?
That is right. So everybody get and join me on that tonight. It'll be fun. It'll be good. It's almost like having a conversation with yourself.
It is. Anyways, for Mike Wilson, John Poulter, and Scott on the other side making everything possible, I'm the Dorfman saying peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week at 8 a.m. Pacific time on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Have a great week, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.